Blog Talk Radio.
Greeting. My eyes have seen the glory of the coming of the Lord, and His truth is marching on. This is Dr. Cox Master Time presents the world today. My friends, my neighbors, my brothers and sisters, Jesus' disciple asked the Master, when is the end time? He said unto them, no man know the end time, but my Father, which is in heaven, even the angels that bow down before him do not know the end time. Father, in the name of Jesus, we come today in this world that are corrupted with sin, and you have died. You have died so that men and women, boys and girls, may have the opportunity to turn their life over to you. Say, whosoever call upon the name of the Lord, they shall be saved. I believe today, as I speak, there are people that refuse to call upon the name of the Lord. They rather praise Satan. They rather praise the worldly elements. They had made a choice not to obey the word of God. My friends, I want you to know, you have a choice today. See, I set before you an open door, a blessing and a curse. I set before you this day. Those who make a choice to follow Jesus, they are the one who will inherit the kingdom of God. Oh, my friend, I'm especially speaking to those who know the way, who profess that they know him, but the activities, their behavior is nothing like someone that know him. My friend, if I could impress upon somebody to quit being a hypocrite, if I could impress on someone not to be a hypocrite, that they are wasting their time pretending, just putting a show on in the 1 hour that we go to service. Just a show on. My friend, it is heart-wrenching to me to see this going on from day after day. Just put a show on. Just a show on. And when you leave the house, your behavior is nothing short of a vagabond. My friends, my neighbors, my brothers, and my sister, my enemies, those that spitefully use me, those that cast my name out as evildoers, those that persecute me, those that use me, abuse me, misuse me, those that stomp on me, walk over. The behavior is not like, it's not like you, Father, in the name of Jesus. We come today to try to reach the ends of the world. Father, it grieves my heart that to try to reach the end of the world, and it doesn't seem like I'm reaching that within my household. Lord, spare us. Spare me that I recover strength before I go hence and be no more. My friend, today, time is not long. Only a few more days, and I'll be gone. It's only a few more days, and I'll be gone. I, my friend, and to leave this house in the condition that it is grieve my heart. Father, you are the God, Isaac, Abraham, and Jacob. You are the one that speak the word, and there was light. You are the one that spoke the word, and said, let there be light, and there was light. Today, beloved, I have to let you know that all the signs of the coming of the Lord are here. This city are in the process of making marijuana, drugs, legal. Everybody, in other words, my friend, it seems like everyone are setting up their little shop on the corner. Even before the news come down. But my friend, and they are searching for answer. Even the country who once was a playground for the rich, the Bahamas, they are searching for solution for the killing, the murders. Don't they know? They are the solution. Anytime you fill your house with with vice, murder is a part of it. My friend, murder is a part of the Bahamas. Murder is a part of Miami and every city in this nation. Our beloved, as you see, those who the police are gone mad. The police are gone. They are the ones to keep the peace. They are the problem, some of the problem. My friends, my neighbor, look on. You can look right. You can look left. You can look east. You can look west. But all the signs of the coming of the Lord, that there'll be walls and room in the wall. There'll be war everywhere. Beloved, there'll be war in every house. There'll be war in every school. There'll be war in every synagogue. There'll be war in every temple. There'll be war in every church. Everywhere, there'll be war in to get a piece of this earth. When my friend the Lord said the earth is the Lord's, it's nobody own, it's the Lord's. My friends, the people's eyes are blind. The homosexual are having their way. The drug people are having their way. When those who are supposed to be controlling the drug, they are a part of the problem. But he said, whosoever call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Let the blind, the deaf, the dumb, the sick, the lame, the hungry, thirsty, weary, sad, naked, and bad. This is how you call to humanity, call to repentance. The blind receive sight, the deaf hear, the dumb speak, the sick heal, the lame walk, hungry, bread, thirsty water, weary, rest, sad, glad, naked, garment of righteousness, bad. Give you a heart of flesh that you love everybody. My friend, I have the Holy Spirit power. My decision has been made. I am his disciple, Jesus' disciple. I will not look back, look back, let up, slow down, back away, or be still. My past has been redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. I need not. I need not promotion. I need not prosperity, position, promotion, or popularity to be heard. Don't have to be at the top of the pyramid to be recognized or to be praised. And I walk by faith, learn by faith, run my race with patience, and lift my prayer by the power of the Almighty. My face is set, my gain is fast, my goal is heaven, my road is narrow, and my way is rough, my companion of few, my guide are reliable, and my mission is clear. I cannot be bought. I will not be bought. Compromise it to a lower way. Turn back. Deluded or delayed. I will not. Flinch in the face of sacrifice. And hesitate in the presence of my adversary. Negotiate at the table of my enemies. Ponder at the pool of popularity. And mendicate in the face of mediocre. I won't give up. I won't shut up until I have stood up, stayed up, paid up, preached up for the cause of Jesus. I'm his disciple, and when he, I'm his preacher until he come for me, and when he come for me, he shall know me by the print, by the, his blood applied to my heart, and I shall know him. I shall know him in the morning. By the print of the nail in his hand. I shall know him in the morning by the wound in his side. He said, Thomas, trust your hand in my side. I was bruised for your iniquity. I was wounded for your sin. The time of the peace was upon me, and by my stripe you are healed. The healing power of God is magnificent. See, by his stripe we are healed. If you are sick today, you can be healed. If you are hungry today, you can be fed. If you are thirsty, come drink from the fountain that will never run dry. Beloved, eat from the table that will always be full. My friend, today I'm here to tell you there is a way out of your situation. Dr. Cox, Master Time, you can call 305-836-9545. Dr. Cox will pray with you, counsel with you, and attempt to put you on the right train. And if you are, you can write me at 9350 Northwest 23rd Avenue, Miami, Florida, 33147. Or if you're in the city of Miami, the Tabernacle is located 1351 Northwest 67th Street, rather, by Bishop Walter Harris Richardson is the presiding bishop. You can hear the testimony of those who have been who are singing the song that the angel can sing. They have been redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. They have been redeemed. And they are singing the song, I Have a New Mansion. Our beloved, our lesson today, we were taken from the book of Romans. We shall read a portion of it, half of it. It says, Paul, a servant of Jesus Christ, called to be an apostle, separated unto the gospel of God, because he had promised afore by his prophet in the Holy Scripture concerning the Son of Jesus Christ, our Lord, which was made of the seed of David according to the flesh, and declared to be the Son of God with power according to the Spirit of holiness by the resurrection from the dead, by whom we have received grace and apostleship for obedience to the faith among all nations for his name, among whom are ye also the call of Jesus Christ. To all that be in Rome, beloved of God, called to be saints, grace to you, and peace from God, our Father, and the Lord Jesus Christ. For I thank my God, through Jesus Christ, for you all, that your faith is spoken of throughout the whole world. For God is my witness, whom I serve with my spirit in the gospel of his Son, that without ceasing I make mention of you always in my prayer, making requests, if by any means now at length I might have a prosperous journey by the will of God to come unto you. For I long to see you, that I may impart unto you some spiritual gifts. And to the end ye may be established. That is, that I may be confident together with you by the mutual faith both of you and me. Now I will not have you ignorant, brother, that of time I purpose to come unto you, but was hindered that I might have some fruit among you also, even as among other Gentiles. I am debtor both to the Greek and the barbarians, both to the wise and to the unwise. So as much as it in me is, I am ready to preach the gospel to you that are at Rome also. For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus, of Christ. For it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believes, to the Jew and also the Greek. Well, my friends, Brother Paul, once a persecutor of the Word of God, he said, that he wasted them and he abused them and he was there when they stoned Stephen. He was a fellow of hell. But oh, my friends, he said, one day he shall receive a letter from the high priest of Jerusalem to go down to Damascus and bring all those back, captured prisoners, back to Jerusalem to be punished. But little did he know, his time for abusing the saints is over. But he said, we travel on the abuses, going down to Damascus to persecute our beloved. There are so many people today are persecuting, including myself, with this word of God. All my friends today, if they only knew, my God is able to turn them around too and make them a believer and make them one of us. On his way, he said, I saw light from heaven brighter than the noonday. Now, me and my company fell to the ground. I all see a light, but I heard a voice. I heard the voice when he said, Saul, Saul, why persecuted thou me? And I said, who art thou, Lord? He said, I am Jesus, whom thou persecute. Ah, beloved, little that you know, you're not persecuting this flesh and blood. You're not persecuting this little statue, but you are persecuting Jesus. Everything, every word that you speak against the man of God, you are speaking it against the Son of God. Our beloved. And if the change, if a change doesn't take place in your life, our beloved, you will not escape hellfire. My friend, heaven is a holy place with glory and joy, and no sin cannot enter there. It's not too late. It's not too late to turn around and ask God to save your soul. It's not too late to ask God to fix me. It's not too late. He's knocking at your door right now. I want you to surrender. Surrender your life to him. My friend, Brother Paul, he surrendered. He says, go get up, go down to Damascus. There'll be somebody there to tell you what you're going to do, because you shall suffer many things for my name's sake. My friends, before I leave you today, I want you to know there are two trains that's bound. One is bound for glory, and one is bound for hell. And you are on one of those. Be it known, my friends, you are on one of those trains. You are either bound for heaven, where the streets of gold, where the gates of pearl, and the streets of gold, and the silver water running down the throne of God. Angels bow down before him and scream, holy, 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 my Lord. The silver water running down the throne of God, and the luscious garden, and the tree of life sitting in the background. My friend, I saw it in the background. And the master with outstretched hand on the cherubim covered his face, saying, whosoever will, let them come. But another scenery is on a train that's bound for hell. And the devil himself is the engineer. Oh, my friend, he said, come on board, come on board. You are well paid your fare. You had murder. You had cheated. You had blasphemed. You had robbed. You robbed me. You have still stole. You are a pretender. You are a pretender. You put a good show on. But you is not one of mine. You say you are well paid your fare, and I land you in the gate to the... I'll land you in the lake of fire where the worm die not and the fire not quench. Our beloved, today is still an opportunity to turn your life around. You can turn your life and surrender your life and let him fix it for you. This is Dr. Cox, Master Time, signing off today. If you say, whosoever calls upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. You can be saved from hellfire. You can be saved and on your way where the gates of pearl and the streets of gold, not where the worms die not and the fire not quench. My friend, today the fire keep burning in hell.